And we had our Monday launch prayer this past Monday, which happened to be the 2nd of October. And in that prayer, we began to pray, and we've been on this growth series about growing, and God wants us to grow, and God created us to grow, and we're built to grow. And the word of God is sown in our heart in 1 Peter 1, and he said that word is going to grow. The enemy doesn't want us to grow, and he doesn't want us to bear fruit, and he doesn't want us to bear much fruit, but it's the will of God for us to bear much fruit. Somebody say much fruit. It is God's design for us not to stay the same, but to grow. We ought to grow in wisdom. We ought to grow in influence. We ought to grow in stature. We ought to grow, man. We ought to grow in the gifts of the Spirit. We ought to grow. We shouldn't stay the same, amen. We ought to grow. Amen. Our churches ought to grow, amen, spiritually and numerically. Amen. The devil is a lie that would try to keep us the same. Amen. I'm designed to grow. Tell somebody, I'm designed to grow. We were praying on Monday, and we began to just pray on certain attributes, and we hit the spirit of might. My God, we hit that in prayer on Monday, and it just took off. The spirit of might. Mighty. Might and wonders, and might and in power, and might and demonstration, and might. That was so strong. That was so strong. Amen. We decreed that we're going to see unusual manifestations of might in the month of October. And we're releasing that prayer. We put it on the band, the membership band. But amen, we're going to make that prayer available for, if you go to jennygen.com, you can download that prayer. The spirit of might. And then we came, then the Wednesday prayer. Minister Curry prayed the Wednesday prayer. And he began to pray about the spirit of might. The Wednesday prayer was powerful. Then we came for coffee and conversation on Wednesday evening. We're here 7 o'clock every other Wednesday. We're here for coffee and conversation. And we begin to talk about what it looks like to be an apostolic church, what it means to be a sent one. And the presence of God began to descend in coffee and conversation. And we start talking about the woman with the oil that was in debt. And the people were going to come and get her kids, make her kids indentured servants. And the prophet said, what do you have in your house? And instead of pointing to the negative, she says, I have just a little bit of oil. Amen. It looked like a little to her. And the prophet said, amen, you in debt, but go borrow. Because I'm about to do a mighty wonder in your house. I want you to know that God's about to do a mighty wonder in your house. And what looked like a little bit, amen, turned into much. As long as she was willing to pour. If you're willing to pour what you got, God will use and do something miraculous with it. Sometimes we look, amen, at what we have left, amen, and we begin to say what you have left is good enough. Man, the glory of God filled this place on Wednesday. What you have is good enough. If you're willing to give it to Jesus, what you have is good enough. You're willing to pour. Well, today I want to talk about, and we're going to have to deviate a little bit because I feel like the Spirit of God wants me to emphasize and give you, amen, a prescription, amen, for what you've been facing, amen, in your own strength. And God wants to let you know that the spirit of might is upon your life. And what you've been fighting in your own strength and your own flesh. And it's been bouncing back, amen, and you haven't been able to experience the breakthrough, amen, that you desire. I hear the Lord saying that he's releasing the spirit of might and stirring up the spirit of might on your life so that you can break through that which resists you before, won't resist you because you're about to do it in the spirit of might. Somebody say the spirit of might. And that's not far off from what we're going to talking about miracles. Because the Greek word for miracles is dynamis. A synonymous word to dynamis for miracles is might. Might and mighty. It appears 77 times in the Word of God. Mighty. Now, why would dynamis and miracles, and why would miracles be synonymous with might? Is because you need might to override natural laws and bring in the will of God. That you have to operate in a special might, amen, to overcome things that otherwise would not change. Might, the spirit of might, is your ability to overrule what naturally should take place. This is all from the Holy Ghost. Y'all better pray. The spirit of might gives you the power to turn the tide and the momentum, and without the spirit of might, there is no other way to overcome it. That's what a miracle is. A miracle, thank you, Holy Ghost, is a manifestation of the spirit of might. We see it as a miracle, and we should, but the spirit of might is what's empowering this miracle to take place. You need the spirit of might, and you have the spirit of might. And today we're going to activate the spirit of might. Because our weapons are not carnal, but they what? So they're mighty or miraculous. When we face, amen, and get our backs against the wall, sometimes we need to be reminded that we serve a God of might. A mighty God. And we've been talking about in this growth series, we've been talking about the Word of God, the written Word of God, and the seed of God. We've been talking, and we talked about Jesus. We've been talking about Jesus, the living word. And amen. And we're going to come back. I'm going to do this teaching on miracles, but I just want to release this because I just feel like this is what God wants us to know today. So we're going to come back and do it, just like we got to come back Wednesday and finish the apostolic church. Sometimes you just get in a prophetic season, man, and you just got to flow. It's like, Lord, mercy. I mean, like, Lord. This is what the Word of God says about Jesus in Isaiah 9 and 6. It says, for to us a child is born, and to us a son is given. And what the government of the kingdom and righteousness and peace and joy is going to be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor. The mighty God, the mighty God, then the Prince of Peace, the Prince of Shalom, protection, prosperity, provision. But he's going to be known as a mighty God. It's going to be his attributes. That's what's going to stand out about him. He's going to be like his father. Here's another scripture. And I got these scriptures doing praise and worship. Thank God for praise and worship today. Y'all sounded good. Made me want to sing. Amen. Zephaniah 3:17, the Lord your God is with you. Zephaniah 3:17, the Lord your God is with you. The mighty warrior who saved. God is mighty. Jesus is mighty. Mighty warrior. He's mighty in war. So that means the thing that I'm battle with, amen, I already got a mighty warrior. He's my Father. We talked about last week, and Jesus is in me. I'm in him, and I'm in the Father. Amen. So I'm in, amen, and I'm connected to a mighty warrior. One that knows how to win. God knows how to win. Knows how to fight. I've told the story sometimes. When I was young, I would run my mouth, man, talking to kids older than me, and they want to beat me up. I'd get on the school bus. It wasn't even my bus. I don't know why I would talk so much to the people. I leave the people alone. Then they threatened me. I had to get my sister. She was 5 years older. I need to get my help. Donna would get them off me. Because she was a better fighter than me. She was older. Amen. Sometimes we got to tap into the mighty God. He's a mighty warrior. This Zephaniah continues to say, he will take great delight in you. In his love, he will no longer rebuke you, but will rejoice over you with singing. His Psalms are 77. Amen. About God is mighty as you. Who is mighty than you? You are the God of great wonders. You demonstrate your awesome power among nations. When the Red Sea saw you, O God, its waters looked and trembled because of the might that's on you, God. And God is mighty, Jesus is mighty, and you are mighty in God. Amen. Come on, say, I'm mighty in God. Mighty in God. I'm mighty to do wonders. I'm mighty. God power moves through me, and I function in a dimension of might. We're so used to leaning to our own strengths. And if we can't do it, it can't be done. But God wants us to tap into the spirit of might. Pull up Isaiah 11 for me. This is not going to be a long message. I'm going to share this with you. I want you to grab it by faith, and then we're going to pray and activate it. Amen. So keep praying for me so I won't run into teaching and go too long. Amen. Let me just flow. Isaiah 11. There's a spirit of might. A shoot will come from the stump of Jesse, from the roots a branch will bear fruit. The spirit of the Lord will rest on him. The spirit of what? Wisdom and of understanding. The spirit of counsel and of what? Spirit of might. The spirit of the knowledge and the fear of the Lord. So that spirit, through the Holy Spirit is the spirit of might. That's why Jesus said that you'll be able to heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out devils. Why? Because he says, I'm going to empower you and I'm going to give you a spirit of might, supernatural strength, supernatural ability. Amen. The spirit of might so that you can do what others can't do. When people come to church, they're not looking for no, amen, the chief bishop dressed in garb, amen, that gives his sermon and everybody bowing at his feet. People coming, amen, for the presence of God, for the spirit of might. If the church can't help you change you, amen, they say, well, why do I need the church? People want to see this mighty God. This powerful God that we talk about, that we exhort, that we praise, that we worship, amen, that we celebrate. People want to see the might of God. So here's what Jesus says. So he has a spirit of might, and we have a spirit of might. I'm going to give you a scripture in a moment, amen, to further just bring this home. But in Matthew 19 and 26, it says, Jesus looked at them and said, with man, this is impossible. But with God, all things. Why? Because of the spirit of might. The spirit of might that overrides. A miracle is when all other resources, nothing else would help. Nothing else will resolve it. Nothing else. You've done everything. You spent money. You did your Google searches. You've made your calls. You've connected to people. Nothing else will happen. What do you do then? Amen. Because you know we're going to try to fix it ourselves. Amen. I mean, you're going to try to fix it yourself. That's human nature. Human nature says, I'm going to try to fix it myself. Amen. But sometimes God will let you try things over and over again and over and over again, and you just can't fix it yourself. You can't fix the relationship. You can't fix your finances. You can't fix your body. And you get to the point where this is impossible for me. This is impossible for others. I'm a candidate for the spirit of might. I'm a candidate for miracles. I'm a candidate for miracles. Now, what miracles is not, and I'll share this, and then I'm going to give you the scripture in Acts. What miracles is not, amen, it's not a rescue plan for foolishness. Amen. You go out here and get all kind of debt, all kind of bills, buying something you shouldn't buy, and then you say, Lord, I need a miracle to get me out of this. You have to be careful over the seeds that you sow. Amen. The seeds you sow. Because sometimes, amen, God just lets you work yourself. He just lets you work out of this. You got to work yourself out. But Lord, I need a miracle. Amen. You probably need a miracle, but sometimes you just got to walk through the mistakes you've made. Well, Lord didn't give me a miracle. Well, the Lord didn't want you to do all that charging on your car like that. So it's not necessarily a rescue plan, even though God is sovereign and he'll have grace and he'll forgive us. And sometimes they say, let me help them. They're trying. I release some might on their life, some wisdom on their life. Some strength on their life. Some strategy on their life. Amen. But don't do something presumptuously and say, well, if it doesn't work, amen, I'll pray for a miracle. That's not the thing to do. So God is miraculous. He's mighty. Jesus is miraculous. He's mighty. And God's spirit in you is the spirit of might. Let's go to Acts 19, 11 and 12. And we're going to come back and we're going to do a whole, it's probably be a two Sunday session on miracles. But Acts 19, 11 and 12. This is what it says. God did extraordinary miracles through Paul. So that even the handkerchiefs and aprons that had touched him were taken, what, to the sick, and their illnesses were, what, cured, and the evil spirits left them. Go back to verse 11 for me. God did extraordinary miracles through Paul. And God wants to do extraordinary miracles through, put your name there. God wants to do extraordinary miracles through. I love when people come to me and say, oh, why don't the church have miracles like they used to? And I just want to ask them, well, what miracles are you doing? You the church, aren't you? Why we don't see miracles? Well, have you gone and looked for somebody who need a miracle? If you're the church, you're the miracle worker. Jesus' spirit is working through you, but you are the one, even in the body of Christ, God says, I'll give you a gift of the Spirit. Here's a gift of the Spirit. I'll give you the working of miracles. The working of miracles. I'll give that to flow through you. I'll cause miracles. You'll give me the glory, God says, but you're going to work the miracle. Amen. We don't take the place of Jesus, but the spirit of might is in us by the Holy Spirit, and we can work miracles. Amen. We can change our family. We can change the trajectory of our family. We can change whatever we can't change in the natural. We are empowered by to change it in the spirit. We are empowered. We have miracle working power. Somebody say, I have miracle working power. Let me just give you, I'll give you a few more points here. Once we realize you need a miracle, you say, well, I can't do this. Lord, I've tried to do this. Or God, only you are able to do this. It's going to take you to do this. Then that creates a desire. A desire. You remember Jesus would walk up to people and say, will you be made whole? Do you want to walk? Would you like to see? Would you like, amen, deliverance? I mean, not all the time, but Jesus would ask. Why? Because God wants us to express our desire. Our desire. In other words, a message on might and a message on miracles should stir a desire within you. You first identify, I'll incorporate this, I gotta get some notes out on this. Identify, I need a miracle. I have a desire for a miracle. And I express that desire. I express that desire. Amen. Then my faith is released. It releases hope. It releases faith. And faith becomes the substance of that thing hoped for, that thing that I desire. And then once I get the desire, I get that faith, then God gives me the design for the miracle. Design follows desire. Because there's no miracle in the Bible without a design. Sometimes we think that God is going to just come. This is a good introduction. We'll call this the introduction. Sometimes we think God's just going to come, pick us up, physically move us somewhere, do this, do that. There's no miracle in the Bible without the human's involvement, the person's involvement. Naaman, you got leprosy. Naaman says, I'm going to go and see the prophet because I got leprosy. And I hear he's a man of God. So I'm going to go to Elijah. Elijah, I got this leprosy. I don't know what to do. Amen. Elijah said, go dip yourself in the Jordan 7 times. He had the desire, and God gave him, the prophet gave him what? A design. The design was what? Dip in the 7. He had the desire, but initially he did not even want to follow the design. You cannot have a miracle your own way. You've got to follow the design. Eventually, he caught on and did what he to get the miracle. Here's Moses at the Red Sea. Moses at the Red Sea. Amen. The Egyptian army is behind them. They have nowhere to go. Amen, Moses. Amen. There was nothing any human being could do in that situation. It was dire. It was over, man. Without a miracle, it was over. Amen. Sometimes God just wants to show you his glory Amen. He'll put you back. I mean, your back against the wall, and it's not for your destruction. It's for the glory of God. People are worried. People are complaining. Moses, amen. And what does God tell Moses? He said, Moses, stand still and see the salvation or the might or the miraculous power of God. Here's the design. Lift up your rod. Stretch it over the Red Sea. When you do that, that's the miracle is going to be released. You've had the desire, Moses. Now here's the design. Amen. Sometimes it's just a matter of waiting. Sometimes it's picking up your bed and walk, Jesus will say. Amen. But when you believe in God for a miracle, amen, and amen. And when you don't know what to do, just stay in faith. When you don't know what to do, stay in faith. Don't lose it. Your back is against the wall. Amen. Certain's coming down. Something's coming. Amen. Amen. A certain day, something that has you perplexed, you have no control over. You have no control over it. Realize that you don't have no human control over it. Amen. But by the Spirit of God, you have power over it. You have no human control over it, but by the Spirit of God, you have power over it. I'll say it again. You have no human control to influence it, to change it, but by the Spirit of God, you have power over it. So when you don't know what to do, just stay in faith and wait for the design. Wait for the design. Amen. What should I do? What do I need to do? How are we going to get this city, Jericho? And I'm closing. How are we going to get this city? It's shut up. The walls are high. We already said there's giants in the city. You've spoken it to us, Lord, and we have a desire for it. We have a desire for it. Here's a design. God said, walk around the city. I'm going to give you a miracle. Walk around the city. Sometimes we have businesses and believe in God, amen, and have a desire for, amen, seven-figure, six-figure business and won't follow the desire to start a business. Well, how God going to give you might in your business and you won't do the design? Desire is not enough. Desire is the starting point. Amen. You got to do something. Even the psalm says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he'll give you the desire. And when he gives you that desire, he'll also give you a design. Amen. Even God granting your desires requires your delighting. Good. Amen. And God is... Amen. God is a rewarder of our faith. He rewards those that what? Without faith, it's impossible to please him. But those that come to God must believe that God is, and he's a rewarder of what? It's always a design. There's designs. There's patterns. There's wisdom. Amen. That God, amen, would bring into your life that's going to give you the victory over the circumstances. We read in Acts 19 just a moment ago. We're going to pray. People needed miracles. Paul's preaching the gospel. Masses need to be healed. Now, this is some strange stuff. How many are willing to do the strange things for them to see the miracles of God? Paul's cutting off parts of his clothes. His apron, not his clothes. He's not naked. And he's sending handkerchiefs from his outer garment, and people are getting healed. The desire was there, and the design came through such an unusual thing. Peter would walk down the street, and his shadow would heal people. And so if I needed a miracle, If I need a miracle, the design was I have to get in what? His shadow. The man that was lame for 38 years, he needed a miracle when the angel would stir the waters until Jesus came. The design was what? Be the first in the water. To every miracle, every desire for a miracle, there's always a design. There's always a design. Always a design. Always a design. And God will empower you to carry it out. It's almost like we're partnering with God in that miracle. Amen. The working of miracles. I pray that gift is activated in this church in new measures. Amen. The working of miracles. In your life, but also in the lives of others that you touch. That they see the power of God. Let's stand. We'll come back and we'll do another part of this. I have all kind of scriptures, PowerPoint, and we'll do another part. But I just really want to release that spirit of might. Just bring that up. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on, just worship for a moment. In the name of Jesus. 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 Name of Jesus. Name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. And by faith, just let that spirit of might be stirred on the inside of you. A spirit of might in the name of Jesus that overrides and overcomes natural limitations. What the doctor can't do. What people can't do for you. What you can't do for yourself. Spirit of might. Let it be stirred on the inside. In the name of Jesus. In the name of, give me some tongues. Come on, bring it up. Amen. The spirit of might. The spirit of might. In the name of Jesus. Come on and let's stir it up in the Holy Ghost right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name. Come on, let's focus in on God. Let that be activated. Let it be activated. We activate it, Father. In the name of Jesus. We move in your power. We move in your might. We move in demonstration. We move in miracles. We move in signs. We move in wonders. In the name of Jesus. Father, it's ours by the Spirit of God. We have the DNA of our Father who is mighty. We have the blood of the Son who's mighty. And we're mighty in God. And that spirit rests on us and is stirred on us and it stirs on the inside of us. And miracles flow through us. In the name of Jesus. Come on and receive it. Come on and receive it. Come on and receive it. Randa baseristata. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on. Now pick up that desire that you've had, that you said this would never happen because I couldn't do it in my own. And it seemed impossible. And pick up that desire again in the name of Jesus. And this time, no, amen. Yes, it's impossible by human means, but with God, anything can happen. In the name of Jesus, 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 in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Now what I want you to do, amen, when I say give him the praise, let's give him a mighty praise. He's a mighty God. Let's give him a mighty praise that shakes the heavens. That's a prescription. That's a design. You have the desire. Now here's a design. Give God a mighty praise. 1, 2, 3. Come on and give him a mighty praise. I'm on a mighty praise. I'm on a mighty praise. Oh, yes. That was one. We're going to do it three times. Come on again. One more. Come on. Let's give God a mighty praise. Hey! We're going to do it one more time in faith. The Lord wants to change your posture from that of a victim to that of a more than a conqueror. God wants to change that worry and fear into faith and confidence in his might. God wants to deal with your fear of the future. He wants you to see his strength. So this last praise is a transitional praise where I leave that place of doubt, unbelief, fear, anxiety, and my praise transport me into the God who is mighty and all-powerful. This praise takes me from man can do it to God will do it. Yeah. Yeah. Are we ready? Yeah. 1, 2, 3. Come on and give him a mighty praise. Hey! Come on, praise him like you believe it. Come on and praise him. Yes. Yes. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on. Let's take this a little longer. Come on, let's break through. Oh, glory! 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 Oh, hallelujah! Hallelujah! Oh, bless the name of Jesus! Oh, bless the name of Jesus! Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Oh, bless the name of Jesus.
Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Come on, if you want a miracle you've never experienced, give God a praise you've never given it up. Oh, bless you, Father. Yes. Yes. The spirit of might rests on this month in unusual ways. Miracles, unusual miracles. Healings, unusual healings. Manifestations, unusual manifestations. Moves of God, unusual moves of God. Why? Because he's the mighty God. And he shows himself strong. When I'm ready to throw in the towel, he shows up mighty. When they're about to count to 10, thinking I'm knocked out, he shows up mighty. I decree he's showing up in your circumstances. I decree he's showing up on your behalf. I decree he's showing up for you. You're going to know it because nobody else could have done it. You'll be like, this nobody but God. This is nobody but God. Nobody could have done this. Nobody knew. Nobody. I didn't tell anybody. I didn't know. This was something I cared. This was something. This is nothing. And this is no one but God. In the name of Jesus. He still works miracles. I said, God is God of miracles. And he still works miracles. So, Father, we thank you and we receive your word. We meditate on your word. We become the word. The word spoken about might and what your word says about strength and what your word says about miracles and what your word says about these signs shall follow those that believe. And as we meditate and obey your word, we become that word. Miracle working wonders in the earth that give all the praise to Jesus. We become the word. We can have what the word says we can have, and we can do what the word says we can do. How many believe you can have what the word says you can have, and you can do what the word says you can do? And it only impacts us, Father, but it impacts our generations, 1,000 generations, because we stepped and opened up the rivers over our generation, the rivers of might and the rivers of miracles and the rivers of wonders. And our generations will see the desire and the design of God in miracles. In the name of Jesus.